Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, and God bless you. It is Tuesday, December the 1st. Well, it's December the 1st? My God, where have I been? My. My Lord. Today is, my God Almighty. Tuesday, December the 1st. It was Monday. I missed Monday. Ooh, I'm stuck in a time warp. Please forgive me. But my goodness, I missed Monday. Today is Tuesday. It shows tell you that when you're busy, you know, you let time seek behind you. Today, I'm going to talk about my topic, which is jealousy. And I'm going to be very brief, try to be brief. But anyhow and anyway, let's get on with this. I'm going to say a prayer. Heavenly Father, I thank you for letting me sit here to speak the word of encouragement. Lord, I let no weapon be formed against me shall prosper. And I pray for these things in Christ Jesus' name. Amen, amen. What it says about jealousy? Well, when we use the word jealous, we use it in a sense of being envious of someone who has something we do not have. This kind of jealousy is a sin and is not a characteristic of a Christian. Rather, it shows that we are still being controlled by our own desires. In 1 Corinthians 3:3, it says, "For you are still of the flesh, for where there is jealousy and strife among you, are you not of flesh and behaving only in a human way?" In Galatians 5:2-6 says, "Let us not become conceited, provoking one another, envying one another." Let us not become conceited or provoking one another. The Bible tells us that we are to have the perfect kind of love that God has for us. Love is patient. Love is kind. It does not envy. It does not boast. It is not proud. It is not rude. It is not self-seeking. It is not easily angered. It keeps no record of wrongs. So the more we focus on ourselves and our own desire, the less we are able to focus on God. When we harden our hearts to the truth, we cannot turn to Jesus and allow him to heal us. But when we allow the Holy Spirit to control us, he will produce in us the fruit of our salvation, which is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Amen. Amen. Being jealous indicates that we are not satisfied with what God has given us. The Bible tells us to be with what we have, for God will never fail or forsake us. In order to combat jealousy, we need to become more like Jesus and less like ourselves. We can get to know him through Bible study, prayer, fellowship with mature believers as we learn how to serve others instead of ourselves. Our hearts will begin to change. Do not conform any longer to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, His good, pleasing, and perfect will. Again, I am Evangelist Faye. God bless you. I will have another word for you on Friday. God bless you. Stay safe and love one another. Jealousy gets you nowhere. But like I said, hey, I'm blessed by the best, and I'm going to keep walking in my faith. Amen. Amen. God bless you.